your host, Trez. You are now listening to OTC FM, brought to you by Outside the Culture.
Back-to-back winter storms blasted mountain towns in Southern California, leaving parts of the Golden State blanketed under monster amounts of white snow. Some residents are still out in the cold. Anita Hodson says she's been snowed in at her house in Crestline for more than a week. She says some residents in the area are running low on food and other necessities. Wow.
Those are some crazy pictures.
Good evening, ladies, gentlemen, beautiful people of the world. Welcome to episode 2 of OTC FM. What you just heard was a clip from an ABC Eyewitness News report. Last week, California experienced a wave of thunderstorms, snowstorms, and ice storms. Travel was disrupted from Los Angeles to Portland. This band of winter weather is just one of many irregular systems that have been moving over the country this tail end of the winter season. In Texas, unseasonably dry, hot air caused severe thunderstorms from the deep plains of Kansas and Oklahoma all the way down the Texas Panhandle into the dry lands of West Texas. Tonight, we have a very interesting playlist. It features the low-frequency, hypersonic tunes of Blood Orange, super sexy late-night vibes from Kalila. You know, when you're making a good cocktail, you always have to throw in, you know, a little bitterness, something, you know, that makes the other flavors pop. So, I'm going to add our polarizing favorite, Azealia Banks, to the mix. So the music on this particular playlist is very, I guess you could say, new generation. The oldest song on our playlist is a Young Lean song from 2013. It's also a very diverse playlist. There's a little bit of rap. There's a little bit of pop. There's a little bit of avant-garde. I think what this playlist captures is this interesting combination of sounds where you are in most of these songs, you'll have like this really slow synthesizer in the background and, you know, with the particular keys and notes that they're using. It has like a very winter-like feel, a very chill feel to the synthesizers. And then it's usually layered under these hyperstatic drum beats and percussion and, you know, like a very fast and mix of fast and slow. And it's very interesting. And so I think that captures perfectly Los Angeles under ice. So just imagine that you're rolling down the 405, you know, it's a beautiful day, the sun is shining, not a cloud in the sky, and then just out of nowhere, a cold, misty, icy rain starts falling on the windshield. Or imagine that you are standing on the beach, it's a beautiful day. The last time I was in Los Angeles, I stayed in Topanga. I'll probably talk about this a little later when we get to one of the songs on this playlist. So imagine you're standing on the beach, beautiful, warm, sunny day. You're watching the waves crashing, and then out of nowhere, there's just this freezing, icy rain blowing onto your face. And that's what this playlist feels like. It feels like a sunny day that gets taken over by icy winter weather. So grab whatever you need to stay warm. There is some warmth to this playlist, you know, even though it does have some icy chill beats, there's something very sunny, you know, when it comes to the lyrics on some of these songs. You know, some of these songs give you the feeling of inner warmth, you know, and you gotta have an inner warmth sometimes to get you through the cold, hard times. You gotta make sure that inner warmth, that inner fire is still going. So yes, grab your wine, your spirits, your herbs. I would definitely recommend a sativa or a hybrid for this episode if you have access to that. Preferably something sweet, you know, or a little sharp, you know, like a grapefruit or like a lemon-infused flower or something like that. And once you have your things together, let the playlist begin. You are now listening to OTC FM, brought to you by Outside the Culture. Up first on our playlist this evening, a personal favorite of mine. It's a Blood Orange song called Gold Teeth. And Blood Orange, you know, Devontae Hines, just his music has a very Brooklyn feel to it. But if you think about it, in some ways, Los Angeles has a little bit of a Brooklyn feel to it, you know, depending on what area you're in. First song on our list this evening is Gold Teeth by Blood Orange. It features Gangsta Boo, Project Pat, and Tina She. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm playing. Tinashe. I like Tina She better. Tina She. This track is from the 2019 album Angel's Pulse. It captures a little bit of Brooklyn. There's a little bit of LA. There's a little bit of Houston in the South to it. You know, it captures a lot of different elements. It's definitely a personal favorite of mine. And let me just shut the fuck up. We'll talk a little bit more about it in a moment. This, again, is Gold Teeth by Blood Orange, right here on OTC FM. Nigga, I got gold teeth, nigga. I'm from the street, nigga. You got some beef, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. We keep the dope cooking. And where I'm from, wrong men don't take no ass whooping. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. I got gold teeth, nigga. I'm from the street, nigga. You got some beef, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. We keep the dope cooking. And where I'm from, wrong men don't take no ass whooping. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. I got gold teeth, nigga. I'm from the street. There is just something about that song that feels like you're riding in like this beautiful elevator. You're ascending to the top floor. You're leaving all your shit behind. All that shit that's weighing you down, you drop that shit off, it's been gone. And you're on a totally different level. That song sounds like ascension. That's the word that comes to my mind when I listen to that song. It also feels like, you know that feeling when you're on an airplane and you're like rising through that moment when you're rising through the clouds, you know, before you're above them all? It has that feeling to it. So again, that was Gold Teeth by Blood Orange. Spectacular song. Check them out. If you haven't already, I'm sure some of you are very familiar with Blood Orange. Wonderful artist to have in your Rolodex, in your playlist. Up next, now we're gonna get very, very, very LA with it. And I'm sorry by saying that. And again, let me say this. This playlist only has songs from 2013 to now. All the songs on this playlist came out between 2013 and now. So this is not a typical Los Angeles, quote unquote, LA, quote unquote, playlist, right? There's no Snoop Dogg, you know, there's no NWA, there's nothing by Dr. Dre, which we might have to talk about that on True Crimes for a different episode. And again, it's snow in LA, right? it's something unusual that's happening. It's an unusual photo of Los Angeles. Usually your photos of Los Angeles are very sunny, palm trees, blue skies, cool wind blowing. And somehow you can feel the cool wind blowing through the photographs. This is a different photograph of LA. This is LA during an ice storm, during the snow. So, you know, it's a little bit of a different sound, a little bit of a different feel. So that said, up next on the playlist, a song from an album that I have mentioned before. I mentioned this song, I mentioned this album on the 2022 playlist that I did with my wonderful friend Jordy and X. Check it out if you haven't listened to it already. Might drop it in the motherfucking description if I feel like it. But the song that I'm going to be playing for you is the opening track from Coco and Claire Claire's album Sexy. It's called Cherub. And Coco and Claire Claire have been around for some time. And they're from the 2013 era of that SoundCloud rap, you know, the SoundCloud music. And maybe a little bit before then, I would have to go back and look. But they've been making music for a while. And this song is from their very first studio album, which just came out last year. And it was spectacular. I love when an artist puts out an album that shows you exactly who they are. This is an album, like, if you want an introduction to Coco and Claire Claire, Sexy is the perfect album to really get into them. Here is Cherub by Coco and Claire Claire, right here on OTC FM. When I talk about that synth in the background, it has like that, almost like that bell-like resonance. And then on top of that, you get these almost classroom beats. Y'all remember back in the day in the classroom, beating on the desk with your knuckles, with your pencils, the pencil tips. Or maybe some of y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all know I went to the Publix elementary school. And so there's something about that, the way that those elements combine, that is very interesting. And then on top of that, you get Coco and Claire Claire. And Claire Claire usually does like the chorus, you know, then she's a little bitch, she's my mini wannabe. And Coco does the rapping. Rapping on this RuneScape type beat, thinking about someone that's been trying to try me, stay steady on me. It's so, and like the metaphors that Coco uses are always, they're so, like, on their own. Like, you would be like, yo, this is so corny. But, like, the way that, like, she fully ties it together, pulls it all together, like, it almost has, like, that mice. Do you remember when Paris Hilton put out that album? Exactly. Silence. This is the album that Paris Hilton thought that she was making, right? It's very, The album has the perfect name, Sexy. And if you listen to what they're saying, you know, they're talking about, I must be a cake because they all want a slice of me, you know. And it's all about like this again, that inner fire, that inner glamour, that inner, like the song is literally, she's a little bitch, she's my mini me wannabe. Like, it's about being that person that everybody wants to be. And the album has that feel to it, right? The entire album has that feel to it. Something about this song, something about Cherub captures something about Sexy, something about Coco and Claire Claire in general that they're great at capturing is in their songs is vanity. And like, in a way that, I don't know, it's like they're the mean girls, but they're just pretending to be the mean girls, right? You know, you could, if you really like got to know, you could probably light the blunt, you know, smoke a little bit, you know, chill, whatever. But like on the outside, like just that perfect image of everything's perfect. I look great. I'm fine. Everybody wants me. I'm the baddest in the room, whether it's the baddest bitch, the baddest nigga, the baddest person. And when you're talking about LA being frozen, up next, we're going to get a little bit avant-garde with it, right? And honestly, this person might be a little controversial. Like, I've heard some things about her. She may be another problematic, polarizing person. The song that I'm going to play next is the song Fly to You by Carolyn Polachek. If I'm not saying her last name right, I'm sorry. I Googled it. That's what the Google told me. And so, barring all that, this song again is called Fly to You. It's from her album that came out this year, came out very recently, actually. It's called Desire, I Want to Turn Into You. And now I was introduced to Carolyn Polachek. I'm gonna call her Carrie P. I'm gonna call her Carolyn P. I was introduced to Carolyn back in the day when, I want to say in high school, she was in this group called Chairlift. I think it was a duo. And, you know, Chairlift, they had a bunch of amazing songs. I think they had like two or three albums, great albums. Listened to them all through my New York years, which we'll have to get into the New York years in one of these episodes. So I was introduced to her when she was a part of Chairlift, and she ended up going solo. And this is her second solo album, I believe, or at least under this name. And so she's just known for like this very futuristic pop, you know, this again, like a very hypersonic, hyperstatic sound. And this particular song, it's so interesting. Like this song makes me feel like I am flying at a very fast speed. Like I feel like I'm flying very high in the atmosphere at a very fast speed. You know, it's very cold up there in the higher layers of the atmosphere, but just that element of like moving fast, but still feeling that sharp coldness on your skin. That's what this song makes me feel. So this song features Grimes. Grimes is another very interesting figure. Now, I don't know if she may be considered quote unquote problematic. Definitely a bit unique. that's the positive word that I'm gonna use. That's definitely a bit unique. This song also features Ditto. Now, if y'all may know Ditto from, everybody knows the Eminem song that Ditto, well, it was a Ditto song, and then Eminem took the song and, you know, rapped over it, turned it into his song featuring Ditto. And it's his, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. Y'all remember that song with Eminem and Ditto and, you know, or just Ditto. And then, to be honest, I believe that Ditto is just a little bit, this is a, birds of a feather flock together. Ain't that what they say? Now, again, I'm not sure. If you're on Twitter, you always see a lot about, you know, what people may or may not have said. And like, unless somebody is providing proof, you know, of what was said, like that video that's currently going around of Chris Rock back in the day, freely saying nigger all on the white man's TV show, to the point where Jerry Seinfeld had to say, hey man, this is not for me. That is so, are you kidding me? I just don't understand how, yes, I do. I was just about to say, I don't understand how black people supported him after that. But this is something that we always say when I'm with Jordy. Black people can also be anti-black. Moving along. Like I said, this song is called Fly to You by Carolyn Polachek. And we're just going to go ahead and roll it right here on OTC FM. Motherfucking dentine ice. And I'm not talking about that new modern day watered down dentine ice that they selling now. I'm talking about that motherfucking dentine ice that they used to sell back in like the early thousands, late 90s, early thousands. That shit was like chewing on motherfucking gasoline, bitch. That shit was like motherfucking, that shit was like chewing on antifreeze. That shit was congealed antifreeze. That shit would light your mouth up. So that is what that song makes me feel like. It makes me feel icy. You know, it has an icy feel to it. You know, I just, something about it. Up next, we're gonna switch it up a little bit. Let's get back into the rap bag, right? Let's dive a little deeper into the rap bag. I have a track from, let me tell you something. I was asked a question recently. I can't remember if it was on one of the OTC shows or not, but I was asked who was the last person, the last artist whose work had you speechless. And for me, for a very long time, and even right now when I think about it, like the most recent artist, I would say Megan Thee Stallion. I'm sorry, but the pen, the lyricism, untouchable. Untouchable. The voice, strong. Wordplay, excellent. Excellent. And funny. Hilarious. Like, she has that humor that you can only find in Southern rap. Up next from her, this is a track from her 2020 album, Good News. I can't do nothing but go ahead and roll it. And so here it is, Outside by Megan Thee Stallion on OTC FM.
What Juicy say? He be like, shut the fuck up! Real hot girl shit. I got every purse, every color. Shout out to my ex nigga. Thinking about what I want now from my next nigga. Same background, now them bitches know I'm staying with you. Flew me out to Turks just to flirt. We ain't taking pictures, we can can keep it low. Nobody gotta know. If you ain't wanna pimp, then what you fucking with me for? I know them other bitches probably say they ain't like other bitches, but I guarantee it's something about me that be breaking niggas. I ain't for the streets, cause bitch, I am the street. And I ain't on these niggas, all these niggas be on me. And I'ma be outside till I don't wanna be. And I'ma show this ass, cause it's what they wanna see. Look, I ain't for the streets, cause bitch, I am the street. And I ain't on these niggas, all these niggas be on me. And I'ma be outside till I don't wanna be. And I'ma show this ass, cause it's what they wanna see. Ayy, put the cart in my name so I know it's real.
Again, what can I say? She is a wordsmith. She is a sculptor, a sculptress of grammar. She is a master of vernacular, with so much control of breath, so much control of voice. I just, spectacular. You know, it's just rare to see that kind of rapping these days. And again, just the vibe of that song. It's another song where it's like, God damn it. If you don't have your fire warming within, what you gonna do when it get cold outside? Up next, before we take a quick break, got one more song. Solange, Please Step to the Stage. Solange. I want to revisit a track from Solange's 2019 album, When I Get Home. This was her album that was dedicated to Houston and her family culture. If you remember, it had the spectacular art film that came with it. This is Stay Flow by Solange, right here on OTC FM. Break. This episode's break will feature a special weather report sponsored by Alpatri. This is a special weather report. A warm storm system continues to affect Southwest California late this evening and into Saturday. Chances for rain are heaviest Thursday night and into Friday. 2 to 4 inches of rain are expected in the Santa Barbara areas, with 5 to 10 inches expected in some coastal and foothill areas. Cities all the way from Paso Robles, Santa Maria, Santa Barbara, and circling back to Bakersfield are all under a wind advisory. Bakersfield and surrounding areas are currently under flood watch. It is also advised that the areas of Malibu, Los Angeles, and Long Beach stay tuned to the weather, as changes may be expected. In areas that received high snow levels, there's significant danger of avalanches. Areas near rivers may experience river flooding. Winds may gust anywhere from 30 to 50 miles per hour. tree damage, and power outages are possible. There's slight chance for rain this weekend in the Malibu, Los Angeles, and Long Beach area, but at this time, those areas are currently not under any advisories. Please stay tuned to your local weather stations for more information. This has been a special weather report, sponsored by Alpatri. Alpatri is a producer from Central Texas, and at the time of this recording, he is celebrating the release of a new project, Acosta 2. It is currently available on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, and wherever you stream music. And we're back to our regularly scheduled programming. It feels like at this point in the playlist, we're transitioning from like daytime to evening. And I feel like this is the perfect song to help us make that transition into the evening hours. It's Contact by Kalila from her new album, Raven. I will say I had listened to some Kalila projects before, but this album is the one that really captured me and allowed me to understand who she is as an artist. I cannot stop playing it because it just makes you feel so motherfucking good. It makes you feel so motherfucking sexy. This song makes you feel like, again, you're on the beach, you're in your black bathing suit, or maybe you're wearing nothing at all. You're exiting the water, you are hot, sexy, and that cold air is blowing on you. But like Cardi B says, a hoe never gets cold. And this is one of those songs that makes you feel so sexy that you could never be cold ever in your life. And again, this is Contact by Kalila right here on OTC FM.
Taking a ride 4 or 5 through the west side. We're party to party, it's late but we're wide awake. The bass in my body, I'm sinking, it's so wild. The time is so real, now I'm floating.
Earlier, I'm sorry, I said that we're transitioning from daytime to nighttime, but what I meant to say was we're transitioning from evening to late night, because that's what that song feels like to me. It feels like you got ready to go out. You put on one of those outfits. Everybody has an outfit. Everybody, man, woman, person, whoever, everybody has an outfit that is simple but sexy. Everybody has a simple but sexy look. So this song reminds me of putting on your simple but sexy look. You're going out with your friends. You have the best time. You felt amazing. You're surrounded by good people, good spirits, good wine, good tequila, whatever you're drinking. And you just have the best night. And you know, after you've had those really good nights out, when you're on the ride home, and you're just like she said, you are wide awake, but there's just this calm. There's a calm to the world at 2 a.m. There's a calm to your body. That's what that song reminds me of. Fantastic. Can't stop listening to it. That's the energy I want to carry throughout this year. Chill and sexy. Up next, this is a track from a group called Mr. Twin Sister. It's electronic dance music, but it has a little bit of a grandiose feel to it, an element of luxe to it. The group is called Mr. Twin Sister, and this album is named after the group. It's also called Mr. Twin Sister. This is a must-listen-to album. It's incredible. The whole entire album sounds like a night out. This is Rude Boy from Mr. Twin Sister and their 2014 album called Mr. Twin Sister, right here on OTC FM. Tell you something, I would be in my Brooklyn apartment. I would turn my record player on in the middle of the night. I would have me a little, it was this wine that I used to get from Trader Joe's. I can't even remember what it was called, but it was on the sweeter side, of course. But I would turn my record player on in the middle of the night, especially if it was a rainy night, and I would put this record on, and when that song would come on, man, I would be in a totally different world. And I just want to read the lyrics of that song. It starts off, she says, I don't really want to get to know you. I don't really want to catch your first name. I've got all the drinks that I can handle. Stop telling me so much about yourself. And then she goes into the chorus and she says, what makes you so certain that I want to be forced to notice you? You're not even aware of what a bore you are. Too vain to even read what I'm thinking. And then she says in the bridge, Oye, rude boy, is that all? How'd you get this way? All you are is face. You need to be everything if you want anything. I mean, like, tell him like the fuck it is. Get the fuck out of my face. Face with that boring shit. Get the fuck. So up next, we're gonna switch it up just a little bit once again. I have another artist who I don't know if I would call her problematic. Some people definitely would, and I understand why they would do so because of some things that she has said in the past where she included certain people that did not need to be included. And so, and for that reason, for me personally, I don't know. It's not something that I've seen repeat, you know? It's like we have people where we see consistently they make these mistakes, or, well, they make these quote-unquote mistakes, and, you know, after a while, mistakes are just habits and patterns, right? And so, like, we've seen people that have made certain decisions and have made them consistently and repeatedly. And for this artist, while she has had some a misstep or two, for the most part, and what she talks about in her music and what she seems to carry with her as an ethos is that she would like for everybody to get along. And so up next, we have a track from Lana Del Rey. Yes. Yes, that's right. Lana Del Rey. This is from her 2017 album, Lust for Life. On this particular album, it leaned very heavily into this almost Bukowski-esque, you know, it just had a very 50s and 60s poetry style, not veering away from like the jazz and the 50s, 60s, 70s pop. She really veered into poetry, you know, with this album. And I remember her getting a lot more, you know, recognition for her writing with this particular album. And beyond her style, I'm always inspired by artists who are able to build lasting mechanisms to deliver their work to the world. There are some artists, you know, for example, Beyoncé, she consistently delivers a high caliber of work. I love people that are able to consistently deliver their work at a high volume and at a high caliber. And she's one of those people that does it. And Megan, like I was saying with Megan, she does that as well. Megan consistently gives a high caliber of rap music at a pretty consistent volume, pretty consistently. And going back to speaking to Lana Del Rey specifically, this song, Heroin, the song is called Heroin. This song has, again, it's more of that late night LA feel. And she even references LA, right? She talks about Topanga. And as I stated earlier, as I was talking about earlier, the last time I went to California, I try to go to California at least once a year, maybe once every 2 years. It's just a place that I love. It's one of my favorite places. I go, I visit family, I visit friends, and I love it. But anyways, so in this song, she references Topanga, which is where I stayed the last time I visited. I stayed in a very cool cabin up in the hills, tucked away from the world. It was literally like a 15-minute drive to get, you know, out of the mountains, down to the beach and down to the town and, you know, to everyone else, the rest of civilization. And so this song just gives me, again, that feeling of ascension. But late night, you know, like you're driving up the mountain or maybe you're flying up the mountain. The wind is, a cool wind is either flowing into your window or, you know, it's just one of those night air kind of songs. And I can't talk about it anymore. I just have to play it. So again, this is Heroin by Lana Del Rey, right here on OTC FM.
Topanga's hot tonight, the city by the bay, as movie stars in liquor stores in soft decay. The rumbling from distant shores sends me to sleep, but the facts of life can sometimes make it hard to dream. Life rocked me like Motley, grabbed me by the ribbons in my hair. Life rocked me ultra softly, like the heavy metal that you wear. Flying to the moon again, dreaming about heroin, how I gave you everything and took your life away. I put you on an aeroplane, destined for a foreign land. I hoped that you'd come back. day, mansions in the air.
And that's one of those songs where, again, just like the writing is so rich, so many references. And you know, I want to read some of the lyrics from just the opening of that song. She says, "Topanga is hot tonight. The city by the bay has movie stars and liquor stores in soft decay. The rumbling from distant shores sends me to sleep. But the facts of life can sometimes make it hard to dream." And then when she gets to the chorus is very interesting. "I'm flying to the moon again, dreaming about heroin, how it gave you everything and took your life away. I put you on an aeroplane destined for a foreign land. I hope that you'd come back again and tell me everything's okay." And so, again, there's just this imagery, right, of this place. It's usually hot. You know, Topanga is hot tonight, the city by the bay. And as you, Los Angeles is fucking hot. Los Angeles gets hot in the summer. And there's something about this song that, like, as you go through the chorus, you ascend above that heat for a while. And like when you're in the chorus, when she's talking about flying to the moon and dreaming about heroin, you're above that heat for the moment. You're in what the ancients would call the lunar realm, the higher parts of the sublunar realm. It has been said that this song is about one of her ex-lovers that passed away some years ago due to a heroin overdose. And if you look at that chorus through that lens, you know, she talks about dreaming about heroin and how it gave you everything and took your life away. "I put you on an aeroplane destined for a foreign land. I hope that you'd come back again and tell me everything's okay." Not a lot of people talk, we talk about drugs in a certain way, getting lit, getting fucked up. We don't talk about the other side of drugs very often. It is talked about sometimes, but not very often. There's something very poetic to this song and the way that she's saying that, like, she doesn't want to think about this person passing away from heroin. She wants to think that they got on a plane and they traveled to this foreign land. And, you know, that's it. They've just gone away to a different place. And in the bridge, she says, "It's fucking hot.
It's fucking hot, hot. Winter in the city. Something about this weather made these kids go crazy. It's hot, even for February. Something about the sun has made these kids get scary. Oh, writing blood on my walls and shit.
Fucking hot, hot, winter in the city. Something about this weather made the kids go crazy. It's hot, even for February. Something about this sun has made these kids get scary." And I always think about how, whenever I hear that, I always think about how when global warming really sets in, our world is going to change, right? Like, snow in LA is one thing, but when it comes to what is that going to do to society? Like, society itself is already cracking and crumbling and trying to find new structures to support itself with. What are we going to do when the fucking climate is literally crumbling around us? And what will that do to people? What will that do to the levels of violence, the levels of poverty? It's something to consider. Something to think about, you know? That being said, let's move on into our next song. This is a song by a Swedish rapper named Young Lean. Oh, Young Lean is another one of those rappers. When I was talking about, you know, I was talking about how Coco and Claire Claire were from that period of music, that period just kind of started off in that period of like quote unquote SoundCloud rap, right? Where it's just like these indie people just hopping on beats that they made, recording on their cell phones, recording on whatever they could record on, putting these beats on sound, putting these songs on SoundCloud. And, you know, it was like a real community of like indie, like seriously independent music. And so the song that I'm going to play for you, it's called Oceans 2001. And it's from his 2013 album called Unknown Death 2002. Once again, the song is called Oceans 2001 by Young Lean, right here on OTC FM.
Trying to stop you, Young Lean. So fucking proper, sad boys, we on choppers. Put her in a body bag, the ocean's where I'll drop her. Eat her, I wipe my face with a serviette. Rich feeling legs creeping in the cup with a Tommy gun. Army scum, probably fun to your face, looking like Scooby-Doo, the gooey one. Cannabis, anthrax, pay tax, get stacks, count racks, cash jets, and all that. Bad rat, LSD rack, creep around like a lab rat. Eat her up, Kit Kat.
Yes, so as you can see, like, that sound, right, it hits you, like, as soon as it comes on, it just feels like a wave has crashed over you. And, listening to Young Ling now is very interesting. You know, I'm very conscious about lyrics these days. And listening to him younger, in my younger days, you know, when this came out in 2013, I would always fall into the music, right, and kind of look past lyrics. And I ended up revisiting his music after, I can't even remember how, but I kind of fell off of his new releases for a while. And I just saw somewhere someone said that the thing on Twitter that he had been dealing with like serious depression and, you know, had overdosed and different things like that, dealing with struggles with drugs and that kind of stuff and just trying to get his mental health together. And I ended up reading this really wild article about how his manager, I think it was either his manager or one of his producers, his manager, well, one night, you know, he had been on a binge and was having a, I don't know what the proper term is for it, but I would say maybe like a mental health breakdown. And he was having his manager rush his music over to him because he was having like a fit of paranoia about his music. Because there's some additional drama going on with like his dad and like some other shit. But anyway, he was feeling paranoid about his music. And so like he had his manager rush over, and like I think the manager ended up dying in a car crash on the way to see him. And that was like just very heavy on him and just led to like a whole like mental refresh where like he just was like, damn, like he took a hiatus. I think he went back to Europe and like was, I can't remember if he went to rehab or not or something like that, maybe, but like was definitely back home in Sweden for a while, just chilling out, getting his mind together. And since then he's come back. I think he's done a couple, I can't remember how many albums he's done as Young Lean since then. Most recently this year in 2023, he started performing under the name Jonathan, I don't know how to pronounce it in Swedish, but Jonathan Leander 96. And I haven't checked it out just yet. I probably will be reviewing it sometime soon. And by reviewing it, I mean just listening to it. I don't mean writing a review. Listening to it sometime soon, I'm sure, one of these days. But yeah, just an interesting story. And again, when we talk about drugs and like what is on the other side of drugs and like LA, New York, Houston, Dallas, big cities are just, you know, big cities deal with big drug cultures, you know. And so snow in LA, you know, snow in LA can mean various things. That's all I got to say. Up next, we have, last but certainly not motherfucking least, one of my problematic faves. And I, you know, problematic is a term that different people have different meanings for, right? So it's kind of difficult to use it definitively when talking about someone. I am one that believes that, yes, there are some people that are problematic, meaning they cause issues for everyone else in society. They make it hard for good people to do good things. That is something that I consider problematic. R. Kelly, problematic. You know, I was going to go down a list of people, but I'm not going to do that today. Azealia Banks, while at times she can say things of a problematic camp, I believe that there are certain people who, if they lived in a world that was supportive of them, meaning not saying that they don't have support here in the reality that we all live in, but if they lived in a different world where certain things may not so heavily influence them, or, you know, I remember this quote this time that I read in one of the many books I've read that was like, we each have a world where we are perfect, right? We each have a world where we are perfect, but we don't live in that world. We live in the world here together, and it can be difficult sometimes if your world does not match with the world that is most common or that is most prevalent at the time that you are living. And, you know, Azealia Banks is one of those people that, you know, whenever she has those moments, I try to give her some grace and distance. But she also has that same energy that can be termed as problematic. That same disruptive energy that she has can also be used in a good way, because sometimes she disrupts things that need to be disrupted. Sometimes she says some shit that really needs to be said. And sometimes she says some shit out of anger and fear and from a place that is not of enlightenment. But sometimes she really do be say some shit that is, you know, and you know, you can take that how you feel. I'm not saying that you need to cape for her or anything like that. I understand she has said a lot of problematic things, but I also recognize that some people just need to be loved until they come over to the other side. That's something I learned from Monique. Monique said that when she was going through it with Steve Harvey and Lee Daniels and Tyler Perry and Oprah. But she said those were still her brothers and sisters. If they apologize, you know, and corrected their issues, things will be okay. And sometimes you have to love people until they gain the clarity that they need to function properly in your life. This is Pyrex Princess by Azealia Banks, right here on OTC FM.
To be played at high volume.
Tick-tock, ready, we on clock. Private pilot to Vegas to get some quick guap. Drip drop,
Icy young fox, hottie 9 to 5, and switch my wristwatch. Pop up out the drop of top and shake my tits like two maracas. Booty clapping, pussy satin like I'm fucking Silky Shaka. Poppy pour that juice and vodka, see me casa es tu casa. Always been about a dollar, diamonds dancing all on my collar. 100 grand, nigga, she did it again. Riding around in a van, spark up a band, double it, triple it, and cooking a rock in a pan. I got the plan, you just a regular gin, you just a follower fan. Fuck with your man, I never hit it again. These niggas know who I am. Now I just made another 100,000. Now I'm dripping water, drowning, hydro whipping, counting, crowning, pyro vision, Pyrex princess. Now I just made another 100,000. Now I'm dripping water, drowning, hydro whipping, counting, crowning, pyro vision, Pyrex.
So again, another fantastic rapper. I mean, you want to talk about crafting words, crafting bars, the wordplay, the strength in delivery. Azealia is up there. At this point, it's time to wrap up the show. And I just want to let you all know, if you have listened this far, thank you. Thank you so much. In fact, I have a little treat for you. Do me a favor. Actually, do yourself a favor. I have a little challenge. Go onto Apple Podcasts, find our platform, find Outside the Culture, and leave us a positive review. Screenshot your review and DM it to Outside the Culture. Every person that hears this and leaves a positive review, for the first 10 people, I will send you one package of Dentine Ice chewing gum, just for nostalgia's sake. Also, major alert, OTCFM is now accepting requests for our spring episode that will be coming out next April. So, if you have a song that reminds you of spring, let me know. Leave us a voicemail. The phone number to call in is 682-463-8998. And again, that phone number is 682-463-8998. Before we go, you know, I got one more song for you. A surprise. I want to dedicate this song to one of my dear friends that I met years ago. She has been an inspiration in my life, just as a creative. She just directed a fantastic music video for Ari Lennox featuring the one and only Baby The Face. How? Let me tell you something about Baby Face in that face, in that hair. Baby Face said, baby, look. You might have thought a nigga was gonna age, not over here. So I was gonna play a Babyface. At first I was gonna play the Ari Lennox song. Then I was like, nah, that's too on the nose. Then I was gonna play a motherfucking Babyface song. And then I remembered, oh my God, Babyface produced the whole motherfucking soundtrack for Waiting to Exhale. And let me tell you, when I talk about must listen to albums, the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack is a must listen to album. But when you're talking about quintessential R&B, that is an album. So this track is dedicated to director and writer and creative Gene Esteen in Los Angeles. This is Exhale by Whitney Houston.
Well, you'll find a point when you will exhale, yeah, yeah. Say shoot, 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 shoot,
hearts are often broken when their words unspoken.
This has been episode 2 of OTC FM.
Shoo, 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 shoo.